Hey guys, it's Monday, and 1 Corinthians chapter 8 is where we find ourselves today. It's a short chapter, but I got to let you know we're coming up to some huge theological chapters soon here in 1 Corinthians. And today, if you read this, if you read this before we do this study together, you may say, well, I don't know what is in that today that's practical to me, because most of this chapter is about food that is sacrificed to idols. I don't think any of you have that as a daily concern, but let me just give you some background as to what Paul is talking about. So basically, most of the meat that was sold in the Corinthian markets was from animals that were slaughtered in pagan ceremonies, which caused some of the Corinthians to wonder, you know, am I sinning by buying and eating the meat that's available to me? This is the majority of the meat they could buy. And so Paul is just addressing that and assuring them that this isn't necessarily guilt by association. Now, the beginning of this chapter, though, is where we will spend the rest of today. And this is really good. This is so relevant to us. And this would make a good bumper sticker quote. Okay, you ready? Verse 1, at the end of verse 1, and on to verse 2. It says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Let that set in for a second. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Paul is making a very clear distinction that having knowledge can make one prideful. But love, and he will talk about this a lot more in chapter 13, love builds up. So I guess you could look at this and say, if you had to choose knowledge or love, we need to choose love every time. Now, knowledge is not a bad thing. It's good to have knowledge. It's good to have a knowledge of God's word, absolutely. But Paul is talking about general knowledge and people who are know-it-alls, people who take their knowledge and their knowledge, what they know, is of most importance. He goes on to say in verse 2, the man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know, but the man who loves God is known by God. So I hope that's encouraging you today. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Let's remember to build up others with our words today. You know, the old adage, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You know, that really applies to this right here. We need to love and love well. We need to love others, and we need to love God, because the man who loves God is known by God. I want to be known by God. How about you? Be back with you again tomorrow.